الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين حضرت مولانا اشرف علي ثانوي رحمه الله who is among our great senior akabir of the past. Allah Rabbul Izzat had accepted him for the khidmat of deen and his ulum, his knowledge has spread throughout the world. He had wrote something like 1,400 kitabs, many makatib, many madaris, many Islamic marakis, centers of Islam were put up through this wali and buzrug. So among his akabir, among his khulafa, the khulafa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, one senior personality, his name was Khaja Azizul Hassan Rahimahullah. He was not an alim, but Allah Rabbul Izzat blessed him with the inner light of the heart. His heart was illuminated with the sunnah. Staying in the company of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi, find Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the true vision of Islam, the true outlook of deen. So Khaja Azizul Hassan Rahimahullah was once traveling by train and he had excess luggage going from one point to another point, from Saharanpur to Nadwa. So in the train the inspector came. So he had seen, he told Khaja Sahib, you have extra luggage, excess. So he said that whatever it is, I'm ready to pay whatever is the excess. So this person saw that Khaja Sahib looked like a very pious person, saintly personality, a buzrug figure. He said, no, don't worry about it. We'll make a plan for you. So Khaja Sahib said, no, I don't think this is correct. I want to pay. I wish to pay. So man said, no, that you won't have any problems on this, right? During this journey, you won't have any problems. So Khaja Sahib said, yes, but this is not the only train I'm taking. I'm stopping. I have a connecting trip and connecting train. Stopping at a certain place. I'm taking another train from there. You're not going to be around. So he said, no, don't worry. The person on that train, on that platform, I know him. We got internal understanding. I have contacts. Don't worry. When we get there, I will inform them that they shouldn't trouble you. And the inspector, when he comes to inspect, then he shouldn't give you any problems. So don't worry. So Khaja Sahib said, no, after there's another train I'm taking. He said, no, don't worry, inshallah, we'll make all the arrangements. And on that train also, we'll have our man there to make sure that all this luggage, you can take it with you, you don't have to pay any excess. And till your destination, till your home, you're going to which place, this place, no, don't worry. Khaja said, no, after that I got another journey. So I'll be in problems. Okay, to this journey from here, this point to this point, I'm alright. But after that I got another journey. He said, you'll come to your destination, your home, you won't have to worry about anything. He said, no, I got another home. He said, what is that home? He said, that is the home where I will reach Allah. The home of the Akhirat. He said, when I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is going to ask me that all this you didn't pay for. All this was deception that you carried out. You wrong so-and-so person, now you ain't going to be involved. So he said, what answer will I give Allah when I reach my original home, the hereafter? So this inspector was surprised. He said, yes, you're right. You're right. So he said, this is the teaching of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Nabi Sub taught, that we should be just in every situation. Whether we deal with a believer or disbeliever, whether the situation is in favor of us or against us, at every situation, we are accountable and answerable to Allah. So this person was surprised, he was taken aback by the justice of Islam. He mentioned Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah once was owed some money by a fire worshipper. Imam Sahib rahimahullah, he gave him some loan, he purchased some goods, whatever, and he had some debts. It was a significant amount, something like 10,000 dirhams. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah one day decided to pay him a visit. He wasn't paying for a long time, just to go and ask him that, what's the matter? If he has the wealth, he should pay. Otherwise, Imam Sahib would be prepared to give him respite. So when Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi reached this person's home, then there was some dirt on the floor that got stuck to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah's shoe. So Imam Sahib rahmatullahi, he tried to dust it off, and that dirt came on the wall. And now it affected, it was unsightly, and now it got stuck on the wall. Those days the walls used to be built of mud. So Imam Hanifa was concerned that if I'm going to now rub this thing, then it's going to damage the mud. I'm trying to remove this dirt, but it'll damage the person's structure. When I'm going to damage his structure, then I'm going to be answerable to Allah. Now Imam Sahib says that he was not worried. Now he wasn't worried about the 10,000 dirham debt that this person is owing him. He was more concerned that now I must not damage his property, and I'm not going to be accountable in the court of Allah. So Imam Sahib knocks on the door. So this fire worshipper, he opens the door, and seeing Imam Hanifa's face, he became worried. He started making excuses. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't pay you. I said, okay, don't worry about the debt, you know. Worry about the debt. I got a bigger problem here to solve. He says, now by me trying to remove this, it came on your wall. And now if I'm going to touch your wall, then I'm going to damage it, then I'm going to be accountable in the court of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm more worried about this. So he said, no, don't worry that I have forgiven you for this. You don't have to worry about it. Imam Sahib rahmatullahi said, I have forgiven you for the 10,000 dirhams. So we find there are many, many incidents of this nature in the lives of the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, and our recent and distant Awliya and Buzurgan Adeen. But what was the catalyst behind this behavior? The catalyst behind this behavior was the fear of Allah, and fear of accountability in the court of Allah. The person who got this in his heart, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's divine help and divine light will be with him. Wherever he goes, he will be moving with divine power. It's mentioned, one incident is mentioned, that there was this one person, he was a jeweler. So being a very wealthy person, he had everything going for him. So he was at... He used to go out every day, he used to go to work. They had one of the workers at home. He used to attend to the home chores, home requirements. So this person, this jeweler, one day he came home and he sees his wife sitting in the corner and she's weeping, she's crying bitterly. So he asked her, what's the matter? Why are you crying like this? So he said, you know, something very, very sad has taken place. So what has happened? He said, this boy that works for us, today I gave him some work, and then he came and he made some advancements, you know, he touched my hand with lust, and, you know, so I'm feeling very distraught about the whole thing, I'm feeling very, very affected that, what has happened here? So his wife was in tears, she was crying, she had the fear of Allah in her heart. When the husband heard this, then he began to cry. So he asked him that, why are you crying now? He said, no, actually, this is on account of my doings. This is the outcome of my evil actions. He said, today, in my shop, there was a beautiful woman that came. And I was showing all the jewelry sets. So, it was my habit that I would just show them and they would put it on themselves. So he told her, let me help you, I can put it on for you. Touch your hands. His intention was to take some lust and some enjoyment, haram enjoyment. So he's touching this woman's hand, not revealing his intentions, and this is what he's doing. So he said that what I did there, that haram that I did, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala showed me that this haram came here, you know. In the hadith, as the Shaykh rahmatullahi mentioned that the hadith was effect, ta'iffu ta'iffa nisawukum. That if you are pure, Allah will keep your woman folk pure. And if you are impure, then Allah will make it such that the same thing will come around. You know, what you doing also, this is what will happen. So the deen of Islam, what is the main ingredient that will be able to guide a person straight to Jannah? Fear of Allah and fear of accountability in the hereafter. Now, this is what an important thing in the life of a mu'min. Whether he's at home, whether he's on vacation, whether he's in a business place, whether he's in the masjid, at every moment he should be concerned that I'm accountable to Allah, I'm accountable to Allah. The Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in were a different kettle of fish, you know. They were a different type of people. Right? Allahu Akbar. You see, it's mentioned in Muslim Sharif, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, quoted by Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he says, بَيَعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَالنُّسْ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. I pledge allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on three things. I pledge allegiance on the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on three things. Three things I will make my aim and goal, I will make my maqsad in life. What are these three things? He says the first thing, سَمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. My ears will all the time be focused towards the commandments of Allah and His Rasul. وَطَّاعَ and I will accept it wholeheartedly. Whatever is the command of Allah, whatever is the command of Rasulullah sallam, Quran or Hadith, whatever it is, I will accept it. I will be pleased with it. I will fulfill it. وَالنُّسْ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ and not just fulfilling the rights of Allah's servants, I will wish well, I will wish the best for my fellow believers. The best. وَالنُّسْ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. How you wish the best for yourself, whatever I wish for myself, I will wish for them. It is mentioned that this Sahabi, he pledged with Rasulullah sallam. They say he maintained this pledge till the end of his life. Till the end of his life. So on one occasion he needed to purchase a horse. So he sent his slave to go and look for a prospective seller, and maybe they can conclude the deal with him, buying the horse. So he went, he found a very good quality horse. So he came, he told him that I got a very good horse that's being sold in the market. This is the description of the horse. So he said, okay, let me come and see it. So he saw this horse. He said, how much the person wants? He wants 300 dirhams. So he looked at the horse, he expected it. He told him that, if I give you 400, you'll be happy. He's asking for 300. He said, definitely I'll be overjoyed. 400. He said, if I give you 500, like this, the price is escalating. He's increasing the price from his own side. And in the end, he says, okay, 800. The person was overjoyed. And this person was a villager. He doesn't know the value of this horse. He was going to sell this horse for 300. And the Sahabi ends off paying 800 dirhams. So the people who was present there, after the deal was concluded, he purchased the horse, the man took the money and went. Some of them, you could have got that horse for 300. He said, the pledge of Rasulullah sallam, وَالنُّسْ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. I will wish the best for every Muslim. I know this horse is not worth 300. How could I give him 300? There's not in keeping to the pledge that I pledge on the hands of Rasulullah sallam. Look at Sahaba. So this Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, He's teaching us a lesson, you know, that there is another life to come, and that life is the life of the hereafter. And we are going to be repaid for the actions we carry out in this life. If we do good, we'll get good. If we do evil, that is what we will find in the hereafter. In which Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would do a deal with anybody, after he would do the deal, now he knew when a person does a deal, then he is interested in that person's commodity, and he is paying him well for it. That person of course wants his money. So generally the person will consider the item he's buying for the price he's buying, he'll regard that item to be more valuable to him than the money. I'm giving this money to get that, so that is more valuable in my sight than this. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after the deal will be concluded, he will tell that person, are you sure you're happy with this deal? Sure. If you want, you can break the deal. Why? That is concerned that I must wish well for my Muslim brother. I must wish well. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, Ajib incidents, mentioned that he, where he would stay in Dioban, so the neighbor, the land of Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, where his house was, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib wanted to make some extension. So the neighbor, he complained, said, no, this is my land. This is my land. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, thinking, what am I going to do? So he said, okay, never mind. Instead of going to court, big things, I'll pay you for this. So the person said, okay, very good. So someone told him that, you're paying for your own land here. If you go to court, so he said, see, I know that, but now this is my neighbor, and I couldn't fulfill his rights. Never mind, Maybe in the akhirat, I couldn't fulfill his rights. This action here, and I did this here, maybe by Allah, Allah will absolve me of not fulfilling his rights. For some things now, you can't make principles there and say, keep paying people like this. But what we kind of show you is that this was the heart of our Kabir and Buzuganadeen, the Sahaba, Tabi'in. They were concerned at all times that we are accountable to Allah on the day of Qiyamah when we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to come there with problems. So all the time they're concerned. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Kuntum khayra ummatin. In the Quran Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhriyat linnas. You are the best of ummats that have been sent for the benefit of mankind. So in the tashreeh, in the tafsir of this hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the rawait of Bahz ibn Hakim and Abi and Jaddi. He said, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam mentioned, Antum khayra umma. Tutimmuna sab'ina umma. You are the best of ummats. You have come to complete the best of the 70 ummats, the 70 great ummats of the past. You have come to complete all that. In other words, that the best that Allah gave all the ummats, Allah gave the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even greater than that. We came to complete the goodness of all ummats. Kuntum khayra umma. Antum tutimmuna sab'ina umma. Antum khayruha wa akramuha ala Allah. Nabi alayhi salam say, you're the best of all ummats and the most noble in the sight of Allah. But why did we receive these titles? Every title, a person has to earn it. It's not just the title, it's the action behind the title. So when we fulfill what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants from us, then really on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will honor us to be the best of ummatis. Allah will be the best of ummats. Why? We fulfilled what Allah ta'ala wanted from us. But if we didn't fulfill this, and we expect that now we're just going to receive this honor, this title, it's not going to be like this. See, when he comes in the Quran, Allah says, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. In speech, speak the best. خَيْرُكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In actions, the best. So the best actions, the best speech, the best of everything. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will usher us into Jannah the first. Allah give me an astaghfirullah.